Cybercrime is costing the global economy close to $500 billion a year. So says the insurer Allianz. And now businesses are looking for protection. NPR's John Itzde reports that one option is cybercrime insurance.
Mark Patterson found out the hard way that firewalls and antivirus software are no longer enough protection for a small business. Cyber crooks hacked into the email system of his construction company, Patco, in Sanford, Maine, and ordered money transfers from its bank account.
Over the period of five consecutive nights, excluding weekends, $100,000 a night had been taken out of our checking account, and we were down about $545,000.
Patterson's bank refused to reimburse him. He sued and finally won, but legal costs ate up most of what the bank paid. After that experience, Patterson boosted his security and bought cybercrime insurance. But most companies aren't insured for cybercrime losses. In fact, only about one in five are. However, Chris Earhart, a vice president and cybercrime specialist at Chubb Insurance, says demand is now booming.
We have interest every day on this emerging topic, and it really has taken the world by storm.
Chubb has added some cybercrime elements to its commercial crime policies over the past decade, and recently it added coverage for something called social engineering fraud, which Earhart says often combines computer hacking and an old-fashioned con.
They may begin by researching online, using the wealth of information that we all share to determine an appropriate mark within the company. They'll build up a pretext, a story that's as varied as the imagination of the criminal.
Cyber criminals often penetrate a company's computer and email systems, and for a year or more, watch and plan their attack. Then they strike. Here's a dramatization of a scam where the fraudster is impersonating a top company officer calling in from Asia to a lower-level employee. The fraudster knows the employee's boss, Steve, is away.
Okay, look, I need you to step up here. I need you to do a wire transfer for me. You know how to do that? Steve says you know pretty much everything.
Yes, I have done that. I can do that. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Good. We just signed a contract over here for production capacity for the next quarter, and we need the deposit wired right away. I just emailed you the wire transfer information.
Okay.
The FBI says cyber crimes are growing at an alarming rate. And cyber fraud insurance can help protect companies from those losses. But Garrett Droege cautions it's not a silver bullet. Droege runs TechAssure, an association of companies that offer cybercrime insurance. Part of the problem, he says, is that many policies don't cover the latest scams.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of gotchas in this type of policy just because it's evolved so quickly, and the insurance companies are having a hard time innovating fast enough to keep up with the risks.
Droege says a company looking for coverage first needs to figure out its cyber risk profile, then put protections and protocols in place. In fact, companies may not even be able to buy insurance unless they have that all in place, says Chubb's Chris Earhart.
We're looking for companies that have strong controls in the first place and then strong cultural controls that would prevent this type of fraud from making it past the first phone call or the first email that hits the company's computer systems.
Garrett Droege says insurers are being selective because the ultimate risk they're taking is not well understood.
Traditional insurance is based on sometimes hundreds of years of historical data. They can look back, see where the losses came from, and they price accordingly. Where cyber, the market's still very, very juvenile.
Because criminal hackers are so proficient and because computer systems are so central to business, some analysts predict insurers could soon face catastrophic losses. But Droege says the industry has to step up.
We don't have a choice as an industry. We have to figure it out. If the cyber risk is so pervasive today, think 10, 20 years into the future when we're even more reliant on technology. Businesses cannot afford to deal with these things by themselves.
That's Garrett Droege of TechAssure. I'm John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.